What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled I Fled DC Because of Black People. So, as you guys know, I was in DC for a couple of days. I was doing DoorDash over there. It was kind of nice. Definitely better than back in Florida. For those of you who don't know, DC, California, the whole state of California, and New York City are the only three locations in all of America where DoorDash actually has to pay you somewhat of a living wage. So I was in DC doing DoorDash. I was gonna go up to New York, but if DC is bad, I bet New York is even gonna be worse. I'm on my way back to small town USA, where fortunately we don't have any black people in our community. And this is why I fled DC, because of black people. I told you guys, the first day I was at DC, I was still in Virginia. I was actually in Richmond. I stopped at a Walmart in Richmond. When I travel, I sleep in the car. I slept in the car for 5 years in LA, like 20 years ago. Never had a problem. And fucking every day here in like DC, nothing but problem with black people. So first time again, I was in a Walmart. I bought food around 11 o'clock. I'm sitting in my car, I'm eating food. Like two black men, young black men, approach me. They're like, hey bro, can you take us I don't know, someplace? And I'm like, I'm sorry man, I'm from Florida, I'm going up to like New York right now. And they're like, oh okay, that's cool. And then they walked away and I left. I went to another Walmart. Some black girl was like, hey, you have money? It's like, no, I don't have money. And then the day before that, like not yesterday, the day before yesterday, I was parked at a Walmart in Arlington or Annandale, around that area in Virginia, because that's supposed to be a little bit nicer than Maryland, where the black people are. And I'm sleeping in my car, and this big black dude is like, hey bro, you have money for me? And I'm like, no dude, I ain't got shit man. If I had money, would I be sleeping in a car man? And he walked away. And then yesterday I was doing a DoorDash delivery, and I was you know, when I drive with the car, I put the windows down because I'm a cheap Jew. I don't want to run the AC. Obviously, when you're going 65 on the highway, you're going to run the AC. You know, if you try to keep the window open, things are going to fly out. And actually, that's going to make your car less gas efficient, because all the air coming into your car, it's going to have a negative effect on the aerodynamics, and therefore causing your mileage to actually be worse than running the AC. So anyway, so yesterday I was doing a DoorDash delivery in DC. Lots of traffic, just stop and go traffic. And here I am, you know, stop and go traffic in DC. It was going from the good area to the bad area in DC. You know, one of the things I took notice about DC is that you could be in like a swanky, upscale, white area, and then you cross a street and you're in the fucking ghettos, you know? So here I am, you know, going toward the ghettos, and I'm stopped in traffic, and this like black girl, like fat, overweight, ugly as sin, she sticks her head inside the window of my car, the passenger window, and she's like, you got money? And I'm like, no, no. And the thing is, guys, if she wanted to, my laptop is like right there. You know, if she wanted to, or anybody else wanted to, they can simply grab my laptop, run, and that's it. You know, $1,000 laptop. Boom, gone. Nice knowing you, you know? So after that incident yesterday, I said to myself, you know, I'm probably going to either be shot, sliced, or robbed here in DC. Probably within a week, you know. And this is why I'm coming back to small town USA. I'm gonna continue with the truck driving. At least with the truck driving, you don't have to worry about people rolling up on you like that. You know, the truck, you can go to like an official truck base or someplace, sleep in there, you know. Sleeping in a truck would probably be a little bit more secure than sleeping in a car, you know. So I'm gonna go back to small town USA and get moving forward with the CDL. I would have liked to do DoorDash in DC. I was making like $200 a night. Granted, that was on a weekend, you know, but you can easily make $150 doing DoorDash in Washington. Like, the first half of the day stick in like Virginia in the suburbs, then later on at night, like after 8-9 o'clock when the traffic goes down, you can go into like DC where you get free parking and you don't have to worry about traffic and make money there. So I'm like, well, if I make $150 a day in between DC and Virginia, you know, at least that would be on par with driving a cab, with driving a truck. But after my run-ins with black people, it's like, dude, something bad's gonna happen to you within probably not even a full week. I mean, like, every day you were in DC, or even Virginia or Maryland, you know, you had black people just coming up to you like, hey bro, can you take me somewhere? Hey bro, you got money? Shit like that. So it's only a matter of time before they slice you or shoot you. And when I was at the gym, I was watching the news. Some black dude killed somebody for like no reason at all. And that's just how black people operate. They just destroy, burn, loot, and murder for no reason. And the reason behind it is that they're just genetically inferior, low IQ. They don't deserve to be in our civilization. They should be living in mud huts and eating dirt cookies back in Africa and chasing after fucking gazelles. That's where black people really belong. And at the end of the day, guys, I kind of don't blame black people. I mean, they didn't come here by themselves. You all brought them here. So at the end of the day, man, that's kind of like a you problem. Say what you want about the Mohammedans. Say about what you want about the Arabs and the Muslims. But you know what? The Ummah of Muhammad doesn't have a nigger problem. Even though Middle East, North Africa is like right there in Africa, Arabs don't have a black people problem. Because again, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again, the Prophet Muhammad, being a prophet of God, he was able to see the future and he knew that black people eventually will be a problems. So he told the Arabs to let all the black slaves go free and they can go back to like Africa. You know, I've been getting... It's a scam call. Dude, I've been getting so many fucking scam calls. It's unbelievable. Give it another second or two. It's gonna shut up. Probably another. It's gonna go away, guys. So many fucking scam calls. And it's from the same number. And sometimes I like to pick up the phone just to toy with them because I ain't got nothing going on. And they're like, hello, my name is Steven. I am from, I don't know, LA or some dumb shit like that. It's like, nah, bro. You're fucking Pajit. You're calling me from fucking New Delhi. But yeah, let's act like you're fucking some white dude from like fucking, I don't know, Santa Monica. And they're like, oh, sir, how much money would you like to have for your company today? I can give you up to $1 million. Please give me your bank account number, your routing number, sir, and I give you $1 million right now. It's like, okay, yeah, bro. And, you know, that's another thing. You know, even though this video is about black people, same thing with Indians. It's just that Indians might be a little bit higher IQ than black people, but because they're short, brown, and fugly, they just have that genetic inferiority. And see, this is why you can't have genetically inferior people in your civilization, dude. There's a reason why God stopped Arabs from conquering white people, you know. And even when Arabs were able to conquer white people through Spain, they got kicked the fuck out of Spain. There's a reason behind that, you know. You can't have genetically inferior people like blacks, Indians, Arabs mingling, going into better, higher IQ people, like white people, Japanese people, you know. I'm a big fan of, like, segregating genetically inferior people out. I don't mind mingling with, like, high IQ Asians, shit like that. But when it comes to, like, brown people, black people, colored people, I don't consider Asians to be colored, to be honest with you, you know. So when it comes to, like, blacks and brown people, like Arabs, yeah, Indians, keep those niggers out, dudes. So you guys can't really, you guys can't have these people in your country, because again, it's that low IQ, it's that inferiority complex, they're genetically inferior, you know. Black people, because they're so damn stupid, the only way they can feel good about themselves is if they burn, loot, and murder. Indian people, they're so weak, pathetic, and ugly, the only way they can feel good about themselves is if they, like, fucking take over your city like Mamdani, or they take over a government organization like Cash Patel. Things are gonna get really bad, dudes. Like, between black people, Indian people, things are gonna get, like, really bad, you know. And I was listening to a podcast on MGTOW TV. I don't know if it was TFM, The Quartering, or The Salty Cracker, but it was about this white guy who lives in Denver. Black people tried to rob his car 3 times from his driveway, and the third time the black people tried to steal his car, he ended up running over one of them, killing them, and now the guy is going to prison for the rest of his life. And you know, this probably was a regular blue pill white dude, and he just it was a feather that broke the camel's back, and he just went fucking all Vikings on black people, you know. Had that guy been like me, red pilled shit like that, he'd have known to, like, hey man, just back up your car and get the fuck out of black people town, you know. But how many white people can do what I can? None, right? You know, that white guy, he probably has a job, probably has a mortgage, probably has a family. Like, when black people give me problem, I just start up my car and I get the fuck on out of there, dudes. Like, when those black people the other day were like, hey bro, can you take me to so-and-so city? I'm like, yeah, sorry guys, I'm going out to New York. I just had to grab some food and head on to New York. They're like, oh, that's cool, that's cool. The second they turned their back, I started up my car and I took the hill and I took off from there. You know, I can do that. But if you got family, you got mortgage, you got homes, you got kids, you got school, you got all that bullshit, you can't do what I can do, you know. So really, what's the only thing you can do? Like TFM said, shoot black people in the face, you know. I don't want it to come to that, but eventually, guys, it's gonna get to the point where the only way you can protect yourself from black people is you're gonna shoot them in the face. I don't want it to come to that, but in all likelihood, it probably will come to that. And the reason behind it, guys, is that black people being so inferior. See, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. When you give inferior people false hope and then they fail miserably, that's a them problem. Like, in the past, black people can say, oh yeah, the reason why we're not fucking the best in the world is because the white man's oppressing us. But now, for the past, what, 40, 50, 60 years, the Jews are telling them, you're black is beautiful, you're the best, you're the greatest. You know, blacks have affirmative action, they got welfare. Like, literally, the whole world caters to black people. And at the end, what did the black people do? Burn, loot, murder. So at the end of the day, guys, the problem is black people. And now they know they're the problem, you know. And that's the worst feeling in the world, dudes. Like, the worst feeling in the world is when you come to the realization that you're the problem. So now, because black people have come to the realization that they're the problem, the only way they can act out is simply to burn, loot, and murder. now that tariffs are gonna be taking effect, things are gonna get really bad, because tariffs affect the lower classes, okay? You know, for those of you who don't know by now, at the end, I don't care what that nigger Trump says, at the end, it's the average person who's gonna pay the tariffs, you know? For those of you who don't know how tariffs work, is that, let's say I'm China, I'm Walmart, I'm buying a microwave from China for $100, but now this nigger Trump said, oh yeah bro, I got 50% tariffs on made in China, so now that microwave that I'm buying for $100 is gonna cost me an extra $50 in tariffs, so this microwave is gonna cost me $150, so now this microwave that I used to sell for $120 in my stores, for me to make a profit, I have to sell this very same microwave for $170, you know, or even a little bit more. So a lot of stuff we get is made in China, made in Mexico. So with these tariffs, a lot of stuff are, you know, when inflation goes up 5-10%, we're like, oh my god, that's horrible. Well, what happens when inflation goes up like 25-30-40-50%, you know? So when I was in DC, guys, like, fucking, I'm picking up DoorDash orders from like Pizza Hut, Papa John's, and they're behind bulletproof glasses. Like, where I come from small town USA, dudes, we ain't got that shit, dude. Like, bulletproof glasses at a fucking Pizza Hut. All these are scam numbers, dudes. It's all fucking Indians. You know what? Let me see if I can close it.